Don't listen to a baskil. He's like Leib Shemayim me. If the baskil says we can't be makabel, we have to pass what we hold. Therefore, you have to say halacha kebeisil. Shashu Reb Yeshua he above mitzia betanur shalachnoi perikazov. That the Gemara is it true? V'savri beishamai. The birchas hayoyim adifa. Is it true that beishamai hold? First you make kiddush, and then you say the bar priya gofen. V'otan you learn takir. Hanichnas lebeisiv moitzoy Shabbos. Somebody comes home after moitzoy Shabbos to make avdolo. What's the nusach? Mevorach halayayin. First you make a bar priya gofen. V'yal hamor. Then you make a brach ranish. V'yal habsamim. And then you make a brach habsamim. V'yachakachayim avdolo. Then you say avdolo. If he only has one kais, it means he finished shalosh shudis, and he only has one kais, is manicha liachar hamozin, leave it for after mozin, or mishalshlan kun liachar, and you say all the brachas afterwards. So posha this brayta goes according to Beis Shammai. We'll soon see, because it says first you make a bracha on the mor, and then you make a bracha on the b'samim, and that's a leave it to Beis Shammai. Because a leave it to Beis Hillel like we do, first we make a bracha on the b'samim, then we make a bracha on the or. So it says, even according to Beis Shammai, when it comes to Avdolo, first you make a bar priya gofen, and then you make Avdolo. So Chura, if the Kiddush Hayayim, like Avdolo, is like the Kiddush Hayayim, that should come first. So according to Beis Shammai, you should have to say Avdolo first, and then bar priya gofen. Just like Beis Shammai says by Kiddush, first you say Kiddush, then bar priya gofen. Here also, why does Beis Shammai say by Avdolo? No, for here, first you make the Yayin, then you make the Avdolo. So at the Gemara, what's your kasha? What's the rest goes according to Beis Shammai? Dilma Beis Hillel. Maybe this bris is also Beis Hillel. So the more lois tagadayach, there can't be. Tiktoni, it says this bris in Mor, first you make a bor mirhesh, v'yachakach b'som, then you make the b'som. And that's Beis Shammai svara. Oman shamad ledis lehai svara Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai shita. Titania. Omer Reb Yehuda. Lo nechlaku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala mozen shebetchilo. V'al avdol shiba saif. It's the case we have shalosh shudis, and you didn't have one, you only had one kais. So you're making benching and you're making avdolah. So Rabbi Yehuda holds everybody's masking. First you say birchas hamozin, then you say avdolah. Where's the machlekes? Amar nechleku. Where's the machlekes? Beisham and beisilum. Al hamor ve'al abesamim. So on the shal, in between two brachas of bor mireish or bor nebesamim, what's the seder? Beisham ayomim or first you make the bor mireish, v'yachakach besamim. U beisilulaymim besamim v'yachakach mor. So you see, Claude, this bryce that says first make the mor, first make the bracha on the H, and then on the psalm goes according to Beis Shammai. So who this is Beis Shammai shita. So how come he says the Abdullah, first make the bor priya gofen and then the Abdullah? And how come by kiddush he says fakir, first make the kiddush and the bor priya gofen? For the mor by matzchid, then right to me mind the Beis Shammai, he wants to write this goes according to Beis Shammai. This bryce, we are leaving Rabbi Yehuda, and according to what Rabbi Yehuda learns the machlokes. Then you're 100% right according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns the whole machlokes is whether or comes first or some them are. So his bris then goes according to Beis Shammai. But who says this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma Beis Hillel he believed Rabbi Meir. Maybe this bris goes according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Beis Hillel. So the Gemara can't be loy saka daitich. Tiktoni also the seer the bris says Tiktoni also the mas nisin Beis Shammai yomrim ner umozain v'samim v'havdolah. It's now a Mishnah, what's the Seder? Beis Shammai says, first you say Ner, then you bench, then Besamim. Or Besil Loimrim, Ner, Besamim, Mozav, Abdullah. For us in the Bryce, and here in this Bryce, the Ketoni, it says the opposite. In Ein Lo Yelo Kaisa Echod, Menicho Liachar HaMozin, O Mishalshkan Kun Liachro. Shema Amina de Beis Shammai Hi, Balib de Reb Yehuda. Claude, this last Bryce, it can't go according to Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir says that Mozin is in between. And here the brayta says, "Klor Moshe comes first, and then you say all three brachas." So this brayta has to only go according to Yehuda. See, if this brayta goes according to Yehuda, Klor, it's going according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says first you make the brach on the or, and then you make the brach on the psalmim. So back to the original kasha. This brayta has to go according to Beis Shammai. So how come by Avdolah Beis Shammai says first make the bar pregopen and then the Avdolah? But the more we call more from kasha, because Savrid empty Gemara Teretz. Kosarve Beis Shammai Shani Iluya Yoyma Miyafuka Yoyma. There's like a difference between Kiddush, which is the beginning of Shabbos, when you want to bring Shabbos in to make an Avdolah, like when you're saying goodbye to Shabbos. Iluya Yoyma, when you come to make Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of the day, Kama the Mekadmin and Layodim. It's better to make Kiddush right away, because as soon as you Mekabel Shabbos, that's better. South Beis Shammai Sforos, first make Kiddush, Mekabel Shabbos, and then make the Bor Priya Gofen. When it comes to make Havdolah,
kama the ma'achrin la yodiv, the later you make the havdala, you're better off. Ki hechad will have you long to masi, but they shouldn't look like a masi. Therefore, for havdala beisham is also masking. That first you make the bird kriya gofin, and then you say the havdala as late as possible. They like to be ma'achre Shabbos as late as possible.
Gemara. That is Savri Bisham Brichas and Mosin Tunakais. That's what we're holding. Alright, start here.
Kamala Fuka Yoyma Kamadam Achrim Leia Difala. Right. For the Monakasha. For Savri Bishamai, Brichas Hamosin Tunakais, is it true like the Mishnah says that according to Bishamai when you bench, you have to have a kais when you bench Mzumin, the Yotanan, we learned, Bolahem Yayin, Liachar Hamosin. If the person first got yayin, after they finished their suda, imain shomel oisa kois, if he only has one kois left over, is beishamai imrim mivorach al hayayin. First you make a bracha on the yayin. If that was the minig then, they used to have their meal. Then after the meal, before they benched, they used to drink yayin. Now he only has one kois left over. So beishamai says mivorach al hayayin, he's allowed to make a bracha priya gofen. V'yachakach mivorach al hamozen. And first later he benches. Is for the Gemara my love, Lakur, what does Beshameh mean? The Mevora Chalavayu Veshosilei. If Beshameh holds, even though you only have one kais of yayin left over, you're allowed to make a bar priyagofen and drink the yayin. I, when it comes to benching, you're not going to have a kais. Mashmi don't have to have a kais. So the Gemara like, and like this would be Shver al Mishnah. Al Mishnah's Mashmi says Beshameh that when you eat Shalosh Hudis and you have a kais, only one left over, so you should use this kais for Birchas Hamozen and for Havdalah. So you see he's makbid to bench on a kais. And the Gemara loy, the Mavorach Halavayu Umonach loy. According to Beishamah, you first make a bar priyagofen and then you bench. But the same kais, before you drink it, first you have to make a bar priyagofen and then you drink it. Rashi B'yotanan, Masis Mepirkin, Bolahen means Kol Yomoy Sashona Kromar. Acher Hamozen, or Beteuch Hamozen, Loid Bolahem. He didn't have any yayin in the middle of the meal. Or Geshegomru Sodosim, when he finished eating, Bolahem Lefnei Birchas Hamozen. He got his first glass of wine before they benched. So Beishamai says, you're allowed to make a bar priyagofen, and then you bench. Is my lab the Shosilei, that you're allowed to drink it. Vochit Kome Beishamai. If you want to drink the wine now, you could drink it, make a bar pragofen. You don't have to leave it over for Birchas Hamozen. So that's the spirit of the Mishnah. Mishnah's Mashma, according to Beishamai, you have to use the kais of Birchas Hamozen. And the Gemara here also. It just means first you make the bar pragofen, and then you make the, and then you bench. But of course we do not like Beishamah. We hold that when you bench, first you make the Birchas Hamozen and then you first make the Bar Priyagofen. It really is the middle of the first place after Svakasha. The Yimtayma, Maishno de Bikiddish v'Havdolo Mevorchin Kodom ala Yayin. When we make Kiddish, we make Havdolo. First we make a Bar Priyagofen and then we say Kiddish v'Havdolo. Of the Birchas Hamozen, Ein Mevorchin ad Yachas Shalosh Brachas. How many gives? First we bench, and then we make the bar priyagofen after benching. What's the chiluk? The eshleima the heichi nevet im nevorach koydim brichas hamozin. As we hold, if you make the bar priyagofen before you bench, im kem ye brichas hamozin hesachadas. Brichas hamozin would be hesachadas between the bracha and the drinking. So we're not allowed to make the bracha first. The bishleima b'shab brachis lo yokan avshayom mishdiya. Mashenkin by kiddush and avdolah. There you want to drink now, because you're not allowed to drink before you make kiddush. Or you're not allowed to drink before you make Havdalah. Therefore, the Kiddush is coming to be Matah the Shtiya. So after the Kiddush, how you write to Lechel? By Kiddush, you would want to drink the wine right now, just you're not allowed until you make Kiddush. Therefore, you can make the Bar Priyagofen like we do, and then we make Kiddush. Over Havdalah, how you write to Lishtah? Same thing about Havdalah. Really, you would want to drink the wine right now, just you're not allowed to until you make Havdalah. By benching, if you want to drink the yain, drink the wine now. How come you wait until after benching? The benching usually is called a siluk. Like, I finished eating now, that's benching.
Therefore, we hold you can't make the burn per gofen before benching, because then benching would be a hefsik. So that's our minig, that first we bench, and then we make the bracha on the kais afterwards. So here we're saying now, loyd mevorach alai umanach lei. But according to Beis Shammai, hold not like this. Beis Shammai will hold, you make the burn per gofen and leave it. Fred Gemara v'omamar ha-mevorach sorach sheyitim. If you make a bar priya gofa now, how could you leave it over to after benching? If you make a brach, you're supposed to be toyim from the kais. So the gemara toyim lay. So according to Beis Shammai, we're going now, he got the yain right before benching and he wants to drink it. So he's allowed to taste it. He can make a bar priya gofen and taste it. And the rest to leave over for benching. For the gemara of Omar Mar, toamo pogmoi, once you take a little sip from the kais, you're like pogim this kais, you can't use it for kais or bracha anymore. Like if you only have one kais and you take a sip of it in the middle of the meal, you shouldn't use that kais for birchas hamazon lechatchila. But the evidence, if you have no other kais, pogma, you're allowed to make a bracha. It's only metchila that you shouldn't do it. And there are eights, we'll soon see. Roma toma pogmoi, and the gemara the toyim le biyodin. He made a baruch pri agofen, and he stuck his hand in there, and he tasted it with his hand. So since you didn't drink from the kais, you're not pogging the kais. With your hand, that's not called you're not poison. It's only if you drink from it. So here he didn't drink from it. For the mar of Roma Mar, Kaisha Bracha Tzorach Shir, Abakoponim, you have to have a revius, or you have to have a Kais Moli. So if you taste a little bit through your hand, the Chir you might in the Shir, Brachapokas Le Mishure, and for the Gemara, no, the Nofish Le Tzvei Mishure, somewhere when he had more wine than the Shir, he had more wine than a revius. So even though he spilled off, so he made a Burpia Goffin, he spilled off a little bit into his hand and tasted it, and then he had more yain to put into the kais to fill it up for the birchas hamazon. I for the gemara where ain't shem eloisa kais katoni. It's mashma. The case is he only has one kais of yain. So now you're saying no, he had more than one kais. He had extra wine. And the gemara trei lay heavy. He didn't have enough wine to make two kaises. Over mechad nafish, but he had a little bit more than one kais. So the eitzer is he's allowed to make a bar priya gofen and taste a little bit now with his hand. And then he could pour in the rest. Really, now for the maskon, if you do have more wine, luchur you could even drink from it also. Because we hold, if you drink from the kais, your pogam it, the eitzer is to pour a little bit more wine into the kais. If you add more wine into it, that takes away the pkima. Who are then if you add water into it? It's also an eitzer. So now the maskon is that he has more yayin, luchur would be an eitzer for him to drink it a little bit, and be mashtemit, put new wine into it, you take away the pkima. For the Gemara about Tony Reb Chia, Beis Shammai Umrim Mevorach al Yain v'Shoseyu. It says clear no that Beis Shammai holds when you get this yang at the end of the meal, you're allowed to make a bracha and drink it up. V'Yachakach Mevorach Birchas Hamazon, and afterwards you bench. You have no kais left over. Mashpar Beis Shammai holds you don't have to bench with a kais. So it's a stira tal Mishnah was saying Beis Shammai holds you have to bench on a kais. And the Gemara, Ella Trei Tanoi V'Libu De Beis Shammai. You have to say, according to Beis Shammai, there's a Machlokes Tanoi, and what does Beis Shammai hold? This price holds claw that you're allowed to drink the wine if you want now, and you worry about benching, you don't have a kais, you don't have a kais. And now Mishnah's Mashmah, no, you're supposed to leave over the kais for benching. So it's a Machlokes. Rashi Tomo Pogmoi, Labircha Tamozin Lakidush Al Avdola. Rashi is bothered by that Avada is not possible to drink the wine. Like even if somebody took a sip off the kais and somebody goes to drink it now, Avadi has to make a bracha bar priya gofen. Just mean this wine is not such a muhutadik wine to make birchas hamazon on it, or else to use it for kiddush or for avdolim. The ferek avay psochim, mach yasim, el trey tana libe beshamay, tana de mastisim, tana de reb chiyya, tana de reb chiyya libe de beshamay yamer, ein bracha toin kais. Tana de mastisim, liel de reb Yehuda, de beshamay sal a bracha toin kais. So mach like, it's al mishnol de beshamay, you do need a kais, and the Braisi holds, according to Beis Shammai, you do not need a kais. The Tzai also says, Toma pogmoi, if you drink from a kais, you make it pogam, pirush rashbam, davkul kiddush al avdola. It only means you shouldn't use this kais to make kiddush on to make avdola. Val tzorosh lo yehe pogam. Avol ishtois, tzoroch levorachulof. Avad, if you want to go drink from the kais, even though somebody else drank from the kais, avad, you have to make a bracha. Afol pishu pogam. That's cheating. You can't be nena without making a bracha. The kiddush v'avdola nami leirmon el b'mokim de efsher. Avul e efsher mevorach afilu apogim. But avada, let's say your mamish left. This is the only case of wine you have left over, and you want to go to bench now, and you have no eitzah to make it a pogim. Avada, you're allowed to bench on this case.
He's a dinis pogim is only mitchila. Try and get different wine. Or else he says v'loisna teichem mayim. Another reitzer is to add in water into the yayin. Kedisi v'yushalmi. Rabbi Yoina toim akosu masakin lo pirish leyachas shoshosim imenu. After Rabbi Yoina drank from a kais of yayin, hoisef ala koshu mayim or yayin v'mavaruch ala. After he drank a little bit, then later when it came to Birchas HaMazon, he just added some water into it, or some yain into it, and he made a nice pogrom. That's a native. You have wine, as you drank from the beginning, or you make kiddush, you drank some yain. If you have roba kais left over, you want to bench on it now, the answer is to add in water into it. Right. Be'shama yomrim. So these are little shvei halachas now. Beshamay is had a machlokes. Beshamay said, "We come to make the mayim achreinim." Beshamay says, "Noitin liyodayim." The yachakach. Okay, this mayim rishonim. This is washing his metchila hasuda. That in the Gemara's times they used to come and first drink wine before they made the moitzi, and then they will make the moitzi. So the question is, when do you have to wash your hands for the moitzi? So Beshamay yomrim noitin liyodayim. First, wash the tefillah shadayim, the yachakach moizgin esakos, and then you could pour and drink your yayin, and then you'll make the moitzi on the bread. So, Beshamay shima toimer moizgin esakos chilo, because if you're going to say like by shilo, that no, first take your yayin, drink your yayin, and after you drink your yayin, then you wash your hands. Beshamay hold the sigzeron shemo yitmu mashkin shachurei hakos machmas yodav. We're afraid that maybe the kais will become tamei shem yitmu mashkin shachur yakais machmas yodav. That if you're gonna first drink the wine, so you didn't wash your hands yet, so your hands are tamei. So we're gonna be afraid there's gonna be some mashka, there'll be some liquid on the back of the kli, and when your hands touch the kli, your hands is matama that mashka, machmas yodav, the yachsru v'yitamu es hakais. And now when your hands is called the sheni l'tumah. So when the sheni touches mashkin, mashkin becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now this mashkin on the back of the kli will go and be matama the kli. For at the Gemara, v'letame yodayim l'kais, what do you have to come on? We're afraid that there's some water on the kli. Why are we afraid, Stam? Your hand is going to go touch this kli right now. Your hands will be matama the kli. So at the Gemara, no, yodayim shni yaseim. Stam yodayim, your hands only have a tumas midrabanan sheni on it. The ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin, and the sheni when it touches something else, there's no din to make it a tumah shlishi negate a chulin. And here we're not talking about trum, we're talking about stam eating a meal. It's chulin. So therefore, for your hands to touch the kli itself, there's no gzeirum. Even if your hands are tumah sheni, it's not metama the kli. But elai de mashkin, we're only afraid though, maybe there's going to be some mashkin, maybe the wine will spill out on the back of the kli, and when you go touch the kli now, since before you washed your hands are tameh, your hands will be metama this mashkin, and then this mashkin now will be metama the kli. That's Beishameh's gzeirah. Therefore Beishameh says the eitzer before you go to drink, first wash your hands. Let's see Rashi. Rashi gzeirah. Gzeirah shema yitma mashkin. Maybe the wine will spill on the back of the kli, and you'll touch it with your hands, and you didn't wash netilah shadayim yet, so your hands will be matama this mashke. Ditnan kol ha'poisel es ha'truma matama mashkin liyatchila, and your hands pasul truma, so mainly your hands will make a mashkin a rishon l'tuma. V'yachsu v'yatamu es ha'kais, and then this mashkin now, since it's a rishon l'tuma, we matama the kais. Or Beishamay Savri Osel Lishtames Bekois Shachure Tumeis Klakamon. Beishamay says you're not allowed to use a kli that the backness of it is tummy. Therefore, here we're afraid if you're not going to wash your hands will be metama the water, and the water will be metama the kli. And that's Beishamay's din. You can't use a kli that the back of it is tummy. Weiter. Ubeisilu Zatamar Beisilu holds no. Moizgin es Bekois. First, go and drink your wine. The yachakach leitl yadayim, and then you worry about washing your hands. Why? So chiyamatoi men leitl yadayim tchilo, because if you can hold like Beishamay, first wash your hands. It's a gzeira shemo yitmo mashkin sheb yadayim machmas hakois. Hey, so you're gonna wash your hands first, and even after you dry your hands, we're afraid there'll still be some wetness left on your hands.
Now, when your hands go and touch this kli, his basilus svari is you're allowed to use the kli that the back of it is tummy. So we're afraid this kli will be metama your hands, will be metama the mashkin on your hands. Shema yitmu mashkin shib yadayim machmas akais. The yas will be yitamu es yadayim. And then what's going to happen? It's going to go later, be metama the yadayim again. So if you're first going to wash your hands, and you get finished washing, your hands will be a little bit wet. If you're going to touch this kais right now, since the kais is tummy, we're afraid that the kais will be metama your hands, with the mashkin on your hands, and the mashkin will go ahead and be metama your yadayim again. So therefore, the better ratio is first drink your wine. So even though your hands become tummy, then later when you go to eat the bread, you wash the tilos yadayim, your hands won't be tummy anymore. Let's say stam, even though your hands are dry, if you're allowed to use a kli, a kais, that the back of it is tummy. So every time your hands touch it, let the kais be metami yudayim. So the Gemara no ain kli metam adam, a kli which only has a reach in the tumah, because that metam adam. To metam adam, you have to be from an avatuma or an avatuma. For the Gemara v'netame lemaskin shebetoichay. If we're saying the keli is tamei, why isn't the keli metama the mashkin inside it? And Gemara hocha b'kli shenitmu achura b'mashkin askinim. We're talking about such a kli. They're not that an avat tuma touched the kli that's metama the inside and the outside. We're talking about that a tuma derabonin touched the outside of the kli. So a mashkin that's only tamei derabonin touched the outside of the kli. So halacha then is the toichay tor. The inside of the kli remains tahor, the gabay tamei. Only the outside of the kli is tamei. That's the zera of the rabbanon. The rabbanon made a heker. You should know this tum is only mid rabbanon, not mid yiraisa. The tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, kli shenitamo achura v'mashkin. In the case of a kli that the mashkin is a tamei the rabbanon, touch the kli on the back of it. The locher is achura tameiim. The back side of the kli is taka tamei is makabat tamei. Of the toichoi, the inside of the kli, the ugnoi, the rim around it, the